item on the agenda is public comments. That's the opportunity for those in the audience to speak on matters not on the agenda.
I'm going to get in the audience. I got something I have to ask Tommy Mason.
Let me get Mr. Pride first, and then you've got the floor. Mr. Bob Pride.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Excuse my voice today. I'm going to try not to touch anything up here. I don't want to infect anyone.
So, I think we've all had it.
My grandmother used to call it hot water crud. I have a little stronger word for it. But,
crude.
Yeah. The Coastal Conservation Association asked me to speak today, and they had sent a letter to the commission about these fixed fishing devices. And briefly, after what we heard last month with the application for the pound nets off Cape Henry, and the threat of a weir being placed in put in its place, we'd like to request that the commission consider action on that, maybe establishing a control date today, and putting it on a future agenda item to establish controls over these fixed fishing devices, or at least an application process for them.
I forwarded the letter to Mr. Josephson. Did you? Mr. Josephson.
I looked at it, and that's not the same question as he's posing.
I know, it's a little different.
Yeah. It is different. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, can you respond? I'm not going to respond to either one of them.
Tell me what you mean by a control date and what you would anticipate happening in the future.
What I would see is that we would consider a process whereby anyone wanting to place a fixed fishing device would have to go through a public process like we do with pound nets. Uh-huh. Just that simple.
Are you talking about gill nets, too?
Any fixed fishing device, yes, sir.
That would be state gill nets.
State gill nets only, right. So those
other nets are already kind of addressed.
So that's the gist of it. Not to say that they would be denied or anything like that, but just so we don't end up with another windmill point situation on our hands like we had earlier in the year.
I don't see anything that would preclude you from taking action along those lines. I mean, it's not that you're deciding anything today. You're proposing it for a future consideration.
Mr. Bowden, you want to comment on it? Mr. Bowden.
Well, I can tell you. I don't think we really have to worry about weirs. I think that was an idle threat. But
yeah.
I have seen weirs.
He's probably
never seen one. I've seen them in Canada. That's the closest place there is. I mean, some in Maine. Most of them are in Nova Scotia and stuff. If that's something you think needs to be done, I think the first step would be running through FinFish if it's all right with the commission, because, you know, you have a diverse group,
right?
Half watermen and half recreational fishermen, and maybe we can hammer out something. I think to adopt a control date now with no discussion whatsoever wouldn't be beneficial.
Okay.
But I really do think it's something that we could look into if CCA thinks it's something that... I just
think the public process that we've initiated for pound nets is working very well, and it might be a good idea to extend it to the other.
The chair will entertain a motion to send Mr. Pride's proposal to FMAC.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Hollinger, second.
Second
by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you,
Bob. Happy holidays. Jack, did you grab that? Thank you. Anyone else public comment? Mr. Bowden.
Yeah. I've been asked by several members of the Marine Products Board, which one of them I know called you, at least Mr. Mason has. Mm-hmm. Last month when we adopted the crab regulation, I think we pretty well bankrupted the Marine Products Board. Their whole income is license sales, and you removed 800 license sales, plus you've already removed all the dredge license sales, which is the most expensive license that I'm aware of in Virginia. I would think you probably took safely $30,000 to $40,000 out of your operating budget, which is, you don't think so?
No.
How much do you think it is?
Probably got the number.
Well, no, I don't have the number, but realize that the licenses that were put on the waiting list, most of them weren't purchased and hadn't been purchased. They were eligible, and they could have purchased it, but the vast majority were not purchased licenses.
More than 51% when you say vast majority?
I would say yes, without
Joe's smiling
without
at
having
it, so
checked
I don't
it,
know.
But I think it's right around there, easily.
What we can do, and if you'd like, we can go down, I think we've probably got the number of the licenses that have laid dormant, that haven't been purchased, that has resulted in what's been the normal operating budget for the Marine Products Board over the number of years past 4 or 5 years, because that would give you the real number. Those are purchased. We can do that. What was your request going to be if...
We need to reconsider things when our motion had a direct adverse effect on another agency, that considering this economic time, yep, we probably need more marketing than ever before, and they have started down the road to try to do something with the Calnos Ray, and that's something that's desperately needed. You know,
can we do this? Can we, in the interim between now and the January meeting, Rob, get a report as far as I said, those that are actively impacted that have not been buying licenses for these number of years that resulted in that versus the number? I got a funny feeling it's not going to be a whole lot as far as the operating budget's concerned. But what we'll do, if we can, after the holidays, get that report to the Marine Products Board as soon as we possibly can, and maybe have a report at the commission meeting next meeting.
And we will need to. We need peeler pot, hard crab pot, and crab dredging, because those all three licenses have been suspended.
Excuse me. I think one thing, when you go back, the license fees increased in 2006. So a lot of the licenses that were that are now on the waiting list are from 2004 through 2007. So even part of the loss wouldn't show up because of the raised fees in 2006. So we'll start at 2004 and go, you know, through to 2007.
You do me one of those thorough reports like you normally do.
Very good.
And we'll get it to you. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just on the same point, is there any way that we could also at the same time try to evaluate any other potential sources of funding to try to make this up? Because they're separate issues but related. In other words, you know, I think we had to make a decision on managing latent effort in the crab fishery irrespective of you know, what economic consequences that might have for the products board, and yet we're obviously sympathetic to the cause of the Marine Products Board, and to the extent that we could identify any other sources of funding, if we might do that at the same time.
We are at the present time discussing legislation that would go toward equalizing some of the fees that the citizens of the Commonwealth pay in other states, or the vice versa, other states pay in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which may result in an increase depending on what legislative action is taking, non-resident fees and things like that. So that's being contemplated as well.
Thank you.
Nothing final as of yet, because nothing's been...
I have a question on there. Doesn't the non-residence fee go into the Marine Improvement Fund? Just the license sales go towards... And all the license sales don't, because when we increase license fees, the additional fee goes into VMRC's.
Marine improvement.
Yeah, we can look at it. We'll look at it and see. I'll tell you what would help also is we'll get this report together, and we'll find out if the Marine Products Board wants to write us a letter indicating what's going on, what their financial situation is, have they been impacted or whatever, then maybe we put the two and two together and come out with something.
I guess the board members that are not part of the agency can do that,
but
not the agency itself.
I'm not following you.
Can they comment? Could you comment to the Marine Products Board that something they've done adversely affects you? You don't have to go to the governor to do that.
Well, sure.
Okay. I'm surprised.
But we will look at alternative funding.
We can look at everything. Everything's on the board. See what's going on. We'll take a tabletop exam of it. See what the deal is.
Thank you.
Yep. Further comment?